This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson.
Now my work is done. I feel I'm owed some joy. Imogen and Abelard, I'm your homeward boy.
Josh Ritter is one of our best young singer-songwriters, and he's just published his first novel. The book is about a World War I veteran and his guardian angel. It's called Bright's Passage. Last year, Josh Ritter joined us for a live show. We talked about his work on Bright's Passage and also about his most recent album. Its title is So Runs the World Away, a line he borrowed from Hamlet.
Well, it's a beautiful scene where he's talking about watching a play. He's talking about, he says that some must watch while some must sleep, so runs the world away. And I loved, it just kind of tripped off the tongue, you know. And it really felt like it described what I was trying to write about this record.
Now, speaking of Hamlet, I guess, in terms of its darkness, I understand you had a fairly dark period yourself before you had begun writing the songs on this record.
Well, it was a moment when there were so many things were going great. I've put out a bunch of records, and I've been really lucky to be a musician who can make a living playing music, and that's seems like a miracle. And I'd just gotten married. I'd moved to New York. Everything was, yeah, it was an amazing thing. And yet when I sat down to write, I just couldn't write. Nothing came. That's never been something I've ever had a problem with. I always thought, well, if it's not happening now, I just don't have anything to say. But then it just kept not happening, you know?
And then you thought of The Mummy. Talk about that.
I was lying in bed one night and the garbage trucks in New York are a whole new thing to me. Like, they have, you know, they have parades all, they have their own holidays. I don't understand. The bags come out, they're blue. One of them is driving these, an armada of trucks down our street. And like 3:30 in the morning, there'll be like 34 of these. And maybe it was just the position that I was lying in. Felt very mummy-like or something. But anyway, the story came into my mind, and it was a story about a mummy who falls in love with the archaeologist who kind of revived him. I always really loved the idea of mummies and doing everything correctly to get this person to the right place. And I thought that was always really, beautiful.
And it broke your writer's block, that.
Yeah, it did.
Middle of the night thought, thanks to the garbage men of New York.
Yeah, yes. Thank you to them. They deserve a lot.
And that became the song The Curse?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You want to play it?
I would love to.
Great.
He opens his eyes, falls in love at first sight with the girl in the doorway. What beautiful lines, how full of life after thousands of years. What a face to wake up to. He holds back a sigh, she touches his arm. She dusts off the bed where till now he's been sleeping. Under miles of stone, the dried fig of his heart, under scarab and bone, starts back to its beating. She carries him home in a beautiful boat. He watches the sea from a porthole in stowage. He can hear all she says as she sits by his bed. And one day his lips answer her in her own language. The days quickly pass, he loves making her laugh. The first time he moves, it's her hair that he touches. She asks, are you cursed? He says, I think that I'm cured. Then he talks of the Nile and the girls in bulrushes. Oh. New York he is laid in a glass-covered case. He pretends he is dead. People crowd round to see him, but each night she comes round, and the two wander down the halls of the tomb that she calls a museum. Often he stops to rest, then less and less. Then it's her that looks tired, staying up asking questions. He learns how to read from the papers that she is writing about him, and he makes corrections. It's his face on her book. More and more come to look. Families from Iowa, Upper West Siders. Then one day it's too much. He decides to get up, and as chaos ensues, he walks outside to find her. She's using a cane, and her face looks too pale, but she's happy to see him. As they walk, he supports her. She asks, "Are you cursed?" But his answer's obscured in a sandstorm of flashbulbs, rowdy reporters. Such reanimation, the two tour the nation. He gets out of limos, he meets other women. He speaks of her fondly, their nights in the museum. But she's just one more rag now, he's dragging behind him. She stops going out, she just lies there in bed, in hotels and whatever towns they are speaking. Then her face starts to set, and her hands start to fold, and one day the dried fig of her heart stops its beating. Long ago on the ship, she asked why pyramids. He said, "Think of the mass, an immense invitation." She asked, "Are you cursed?" He said, "I think that I'm cured." Then he kissed her and hoped that she'd forget that question.
Josh Ritter singing The Curse. That should, I mean, have you sold that to Hollywood yet? It's a good story.
They want it.
Josh, I understand you're not just a songwriter, but as I mentioned, you have a novel, your first novel.
Yeah.
It's called Bright's Passage. What's it about?
It's about a kid from West Virginia who goes off to the First World War and comes back home with an angel that tells him to do things.
Bad things or good things?
Well, they usually turn out. It's a comedy. It's angel West Virginian bromance. You know, so.
There's so many of those. Did you reach a point where you thought, what the hell am I doing in the middle?
I reached a point where I finished the first draft and I thought it was like the greatest book ever written.
Uh oh.
And then I gave it to somebody and I just realized how terrible it was. I'd never been through that before. And like, there's a lot more words in there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you, everybody. Thanks. I'll do one little song. This is, I've always loved Mark Twain, and for that reason I've loved this song, but I don't know how many people equate the two, but this is a
Mm-hmm.
Josh Ritter recorded live at the Jerome L. Green Performance Space in New York City. His first novel, Bright's Passage, is out right now.
Moon, river, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday.